As a middle-class, 30-something, straight, white, Irish male with no children, I'm probably in the demographic least likely to be affected by being forgotten by the state. I do have a dose of negative equity. I'm part of the squeezed middle. I rage frequently at the universal social charge, but otherwise life's not too bad. By and large, the state and I are on a relatively even keel. In fact, I'm in the forgetting class, the voting vocal group whose opinion the government might listen to, or at least every 5 years pay lip service to listening to, if that's possible. But chances are, most of us in this privileged grouping won't really use our privilege to help others. When the scandals of the last 70 years emerged, the younger generations turned to older generations and asked incredulously, "Did you not know this was happening?" And the older generations replied that now they came to think of it, they did remember how the young lads in the industrial school seemed to be always skinny and the girls from the laundries were dressed in rags. And the younger generations asked, "And did you not say anything?" And the older generations replied, "Ah, they were different times and no one spoke up about anything." The hegemonies of the church and various professional classes meant it was easy for the government to forget because no one reminded them. Now, the church no longer has the same power, and there is a healthy cynicism about government. Still, it mightn't be any harm to ask, is there anyone we're forgetting as we speak? Obviously, it's impossible to answer that. If you've forgotten something, you won't remember you've forgotten it, but still, it might be useful to do a quick check. Have we forgotten travellers and their infant mortality rates that are still 3.5 times that of the rest of the population? Have we forgotten those with mental health difficulties? Have we forgotten carers? What about asylum seekers who may have fled war or persecution, who are stuck in soulless rooms in asylum centres, prevented from working and possibly suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder? What about trafficked women or the foreign labourers left high and dry by swindles in the construction boom? What about victims of crime, especially the elderly? Is their mental health been looked after? Are there any schools we are forgetting where special supports have been cut, so now the integration of the different and recently arrived is not as smooth and which could lead to further disconnection from society? And the Catholic Church mightn't have as much power as it did, but are there any other religions who exert illegal control over our citizens that we are forgetting? Is there anything we are ignoring now that will lead future generations to ask, "And did you not say something?" I'm not being alarmist. I'm sure all of these things are on someone's list. I just thought I'd mention it before I forget it.